The next item is Michael Sawyer, and at the conclusion of this case, we will recess for lunch for approximately 30 minutes, and then we'll come back and finish the agenda. And I'll be right back.
Go right to the slides, okay? Mr. Sawyer is requesting authorization to construct a 14-foot by 40-foot concrete private boat ramp extending approximately 28 feet channelward of an existing timber bulkhead at his property situated along Hudgens Creek, which is a tributary of Stutz Creek in Matthews County. Project is protested by both of the adjoining property owners. This is the vicinity map. Project is located at the mouth of Hudgens Creek, as depicted by the arrow. It's a tributary of Stutz Creek. It's in the Moon area of Matthews County. For reference, this is Gwynn's Island, Milford Haven. This is the Godfrey Bay area of the Pankatank River. It's a little bit closer view of the topographic map. The site is located along the west side at the mouth of the creek. There's a little narrow opening to the creek. This map is from the Matthews County 911 map book, and it shows the development along Small Creek, which is primarily residential. The nearest public boat ramp is located on Gwynn's Island, which is approximately 3.5 miles by water and 8.5 miles by road. This is the 2003 aerial of the project site. Mr. Sawyer proposes to construct a 14-foot by 40-foot private ramp where it's depicted there at the arrow. It would go through an existing bulkhead and extend 28 feet channelward to that bulkhead. The proposed boathouse or boat ramp is sited near that existing enclosed 38-foot-long boathouse. This is a ground shot of the project site. The boat ramp is not proposed to extend as far channelward as the existing boathouse. Mean low water intersects the existing bulkhead, so there was no jurisdictional wetlands involved with this project. This is the plan view drawing that was provided with the application. Showing the 14-foot by 40-foot concrete ramp, existing bulkhead. In brown is the location of the existing boathouse. Cross-sectional drawing. Ramp will be on a slope of about 2.5, 12. I spoke with Mr. Sawyer concerning the plan and how he plans to construct the ramp, and what he's planning to do is to pour in place the portion of the ramp, which is landward of the bulkhead, and then the portions that are in the water, channelward of the bulkhead, he plans to put down as precast sections. They'd be poured on the upland and then deployed with a crane as precast sections. Ground shot looking straight out at the location of the ramp. The project is protested by the adjoining property owners. Their concerns include navigational hazard associated with using the ramp at the narrow creek mouth, possible shoaling caused by the construction of the ramp, additional traffic along a narrow private lane leading to the property, and they also expressed some concerns of possible use of the ramp for commercial purposes. VIM stated that the impact should be minimal, and no other state agencies commented on the proposal. The ramp itself will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster ground. Although the proposed ramp is located near the mouth of the creek, it does not extend as far channelward as the existing enclosed boathouse. Accordingly, we do not believe the structure itself will adversely affect navigation in the creek. The existing boathouse could potentially obstruct the view from a boat being launched at the ramp, and conversely, it may be difficult for a boat exiting the creek to see a boat on the ramp. As such, we would be reluctant to recommend approval of this ramp if it were being proposed for commercial purposes. If, however, the usage of the is restricted to private, non-commercial activity as proposed, and the boaters operate their vessels in accordance with existing laws, we do not believe the private use of the ramp represents any more of a navigational hazard than the existing boathouse. Additionally, since the boat ramp is proposed to be constructed on grade with the existing substrate and no jetties are proposed alongside the ramp, we don't believe the boat ramp will cause any shoaling. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the assessment of a royalty of $196 for the encroachment of the ramp on 392 square feet of state-owned bottom at a rate of 50 cents per square foot. If you happy to answer any questions?
Any questions for Chip?
Yeah, you can grab those lights.
Any questions for Chip? Thank you, Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Must have done all right, Chip. No questions.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Sawyer, would you like to address the commission? All right. You swear the testimony you give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth will help you God.
I do. I'm Michael Paul Sawyer, and this is my mother, and this is my neighbor. He's not my adjacent property owner that lives across the creek from me. The people who are protesting me, one lives in Norfolk, one lives in Virginia Beach. They might be there 10 or 12 nights, days, a year. They're never there. I don't know what their problem is with me. I've had, verbal run-ins with them ever since we've moved there in 2000, and I'm just trying to get along, and I just wanted to utilize my property, to my greatest potential because I'm not married, and so when I get ready to put a boat in the water, I need to get somebody, excuse me, like my mother. I had used her before, to, go drive my truck back with the trailer and all on it because it takes two people to go over to Gwynn's Island and all, and just I feel my mother's getting too old to be dragging some boat trailer around behind my truck. And
she may not agree with that. Watch that, Mike.
I've watched her drive it, sir.
Do you agree with staff recommendation?
Yes, sir. Like I said, I'm just trying to get along.
All right.
And all I'm going to do is, as Mr. Nykirk said, I'm gonna precast them up there in New York, because you can see from the picture, see where I've been filling in behind my bulkhead from erosion. I've been putting in silt fence where the people apparently, when they built it years ago, didn't use any, so you've been getting the wave action through the slots. And that's what I've been filling that in right there. And that's what, when the guy comes back with the excavator, that's all I'm going to do is just form up several sections on the land, and we'll just float them right on down there, and the rest of it we're going to pour before we even remove the bulkhead.
All right.
And that's basically it. And like I say, this is my neighbor.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Thank you, Mr. Sawyer. Would your neighbor want to speak?
I have no objection.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Anyone here in opposition? No one present in opposition. The matter before the commission.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Harlan.
I would move that we accept staff recommendation on this.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Second by Mr. Garrison. Any further discussion?
I have a question for Mr. Sawyer.
Question from
Do you own that little gut there that goes back in?
This here?
Yeah.
I've got a bulkhead that goes right across here in these trees. You can't see it. And there's a stake back here where apparently, they use that in the property line. So I don't think they own it, and I don't own it. It's just a little closing here that's maybe knee-deep.
So that would not be a suitable place for you to put your boat ramp?
No, sir. It's
okay.
It's no more. If you go in there and get your boat tied, you'd be sucking mud.
Okay.
All right, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming. All right, now we'll recess for 30 minutes.